This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Hey, how's it going? Well, you think gas prices are high? You should take a look at diesel prices. We rolled into a truck stop and talked to Darius Simmons, who was filling up. He drives an 18-wheeler out of Philadelphia, and he says with diesel fuel at better than $4 a gallon, it's tough out there on the road. And with the economy the way it is, brake companies are not all that interested in raising hauling fees, so that's squeezing guys like him.
If it goes up, I'm out. I'm done. A lot of guys are out, so I don't know.
Now, on top of high diesel fuel prices, truckers are not always getting what they're paying for. Truckers and others in the U.S. used more than 450 million gallons of biodiesel last year. But a new study shows the mix of biofuel to petroleum is not what it's supposed to be at the pump. Darius Simmons says he doesn't run it in his new truck, and from what he's heard from his fellow truckers, he's not going to.
The quality of it, you can't trust it, so I don't use it at all.
Here's what the study found. The American Chemical Society tested samples from different states, and it found almost 90% of the samples did not meet federal requirements. The mix for B20 grade fuel is supposed to be 20% biodiesel, 80% petroleum. Some samples contained as little as 2% biodiesel. Others were over the 20% limit. One of the study's authors is Christopher Reddy. He says biodiesel below 20% reduces the environmental benefits. Anything above 20% could damage engines.
So perhaps the results of my small study may help people take a step back and reevaluate a few things and put in some safeguards and such.
This is not the first time this problem has been found. Reddy says his study shows that blending inconsistencies found back in 2004 by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory still have not been addressed. Biodiesel is being pushed because it's supposed to be better for the environment and lessen reliance on foreign oil and help the farm economy. This is the Environment Report. Speaking of biofuels, Walter Williams, he's a conservative syndicated columnist and a professor of economics at George Mason University. He recently called ethanol a cruel hoax on the American consumer. Tough language, but Williams outlined in a lot of detail why ethanol was a bad deal. And to pile on, there's a new study that shows planting more corn for ethanol could be bad news for the Mississippi River and the Gulf of Mexico. Chuck Quernbach reports more corn means more nitrogen fertilizer, and that contributes to the dead zone in the Gulf.
Chris Kucharik is part of a team of researchers that's been studying what agricultural fertilizers do to the Mississippi River basin. Kucharik says based on his study, ramping up the growing of corn for ethanol would increase nutrient pollution in the river by 10 to 20%.
That pretty much will make it impossible for us to reach a goal of reducing nitrogen export by the Mississippi River.
Kucharik says nitrogen pollution already contributes to a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
That dead zone starts where the Mississippi enters the Gulf. It's an area about the size of New Jersey where there's no oxygen and almost nothing can live. Makes it hard for the fishing industry. That study is published online in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And that's the Environment Report, where we're still reeling after seeing the price on the pump after our last fill-up.
Support comes from the Nature Conservancy, working to protect nature and preserve life worldwide. For Michigan and Great Lakes information, nature.org/Michigan. The Joyce Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. The Environment Report is produced at the University of Michigan.